Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, inspiring shift on Transformation Talk Radio, gracing the airways every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom, tales from the vector, and energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and empower you to ride the wave of infinite potential. Do you have a problem? It is never what you think it is. Logical questions require creative solutions. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Learn to identify the usual energetic suspects and major accomplices to unveil another layer preventing you from living your authentic desires. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-930-2819.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we aren't live on Facebook. I'm leaving that until I am totally 100% health-wise there, because it's just too much. I'm still cleaning up after the storm here in British Columbia. So I've had one disposal bin leave a week ago, I guess, and now I've got another almost one ready. It was just crazy how much the wind went through here for about 4 days in a row, and at its height, it was 85K. And oh my goodness, like the big trees I have in my yard, I have like 7 huge cedars, and they're like, the one is like 4 feet around, and it just dumped. They dumped everything from the entire year. They just released it. It was just crazy. And some of it was like a foot deep all around the yard, like on my slate patio. It was 8 inches deep everywhere. So it's just been a gradual process of getting out there, because then it snowed, and then I thought, okay, now I'm shoveling, and now I'm raking. And this is kind of what, this is actually a continuation of last week's show, because I was talking about manifestation, and we had a caller call in, and it was beautiful, because she expressed very much what a lot of people kind of are going through with raising children right now. It's more complicated than it's ever been, especially with teenagers, it seems, just because of the weird situation we're in, around the world. So I had promised on last week's show that I was sharing manifestation, and I said there was 2 ways to manifest, but I never really got around to explaining that, because I prefer to take callers and work through them, because generally when someone calls in, I can use them as a surrogate, and a lot of people can get a lot of benefit from it. So if you want to call in, I'm in the mood for shifting some energy, and an energetic upgrade is just what we need right before leaving 2021 and moving into 2022. So, call in 1-800-930-2819. And I'm just going to talk a little bit more about manifestation and kind of the 2 ways that, you'll hear people talk about manifesting. And manifestation, in my oracle tales from the vector, which is the dragons, there's 7 Pleiadian sisters, and those represent the 7 chakras, which are vortexes of energy that are in our body. And a lot of people are aware kind of like the sacral chakra being about creativity, because of course this is like procreation and co-creation with the universe and with others. And so orange represents the manifestation, ability to manifest from our creativity through our sacral chakra. And that would be the reproductive organs. And so, that's one way of creating. Like as a woman, I have used my sacral chakra and my womb to create 2 other human beings. But I've been on the earth a lot, for a lot of years now. And I have also used that sacral energy, if you think about it, as wanting to manifest something. So this is why I want to talk about manifestation at this time, because we want to let go of what's not serving us for 2021, and then we want to move into, like, kind of with a plan as to which way we want to go in 2022. And so, you know, manifesting a good life is the goal, like having the 12 aspects represented by the zodiac, having those 12 aspects of life in balance with each other, and then remembering that we're not a human being with a soul, we're actually a soul that is traveling in a human body. And this is our vehicle to explore Earth and, you know, different concepts on Earth and emotions and everything that you know, the University of Earth has to offer, which these days, oh my goodness, every day is a revelation. And so, you know, speaking of revelations, at this time, we're still sitting in that Libra energy of judgment. And there's a lot happening on the planet right now. And I've talked about this before. Like, a lot of times, if you're manifesting a good life, you have to be in that emotion, in that wavelength of having a good life. And it doesn't have to be perfect or anything. At any given time, and I've seen this with so many of my clients, I've worked with multimillionaires who are like, oh, what the hell am I going to do with $25 million? That's not enough. And I've talked to people, you know, I have clients who are, you know, in the single digits in their bank accounts at the moment, and they're like, what do I do now? And so this is, you know, sometimes the people with less feel like they have more. And a lot of times, if you energetically tune into that, it's because, like, when they say, oh, well, people have to hit rock bottom before they bounce back. Well, rock bottom is kind of like that extreme of not doing well, not being successful, and then manifestation of 100% infinite potential to the power of infinity and beyond. That is, like, you know, the good life that we want. We want to have, but anytime, we're not going to be able to live in extremes. Like, people don't like extremes, you may have noticed. And extremes are too extreme, actually. So we want to find some middle ground, but that doesn't mean compromising our principles or compromising our goal that we're headed towards. So a lot of people will talk about, like, when if there's, you know, two ways people will manifest, and what they'll do is they'll say, okay, and this works. You know, I did this when I wanted to, I'm going to use myself as an example. When I was leaving Saskatchewan, like, I was traveling, teaching seminars, back and forth across Canada, all the way from Vancouver, all the way to Ottawa and Toronto, and then, you know, in between the prairies. And I didn't make it to Alberta, but I made it, you know, to British Columbia mostly. And as I was doing that for 3 years of that time, I was trying to decide where I wanted to move. And so I was, like, back and forth, and I was checking out, and I would look up the, you know, when I was in a city, I would look up the houses for sale and look at the prices and, you know, decide kind of, okay, if I was living here, would I like it, da-da-da. And I ended up here in Kelowna, British Columbia, and it was pretty cool the way that did, because I manifest. It's very interesting. I say to people, if you're not able to find the words to describe what it is you want to manifest, you could just doodle it out or sketch it out. And so I drew back in, oh my goodness, it must have been back in 2003. I drew in my journal a picture of a property. And I just found that the other day, and it's like this property. And so I was manifesting, I want a house that's smaller, but I want it in a really good neighborhood. I want to be close to the beach. I want different things, right? And in my house in Saskatchewan, I had a fake rock spring running through my entire property with a waterfall. That was always so much work, the pumps with, you know, it was just a lot of work. And this property has a spring running right through it. And the rock work was already done. So I shared a picture for this show, and people are like, oh, that's like, I, over the years since I've been here, I think 8.5 years now, I figured it out. I have been, this yard is a special yard because it's got the spring running through it. And I've done a lot of work around the yard, and I like to show that to people because this is a form of manifestation, growing a garden. And so that's kind of one way of doing it. And the other one is like placing an order into, like if you went into a restaurant and you wanted to order a coffee, and you went to a coffee shop and you wanted to order coffee, and you place your order, you know, at a coffee shop, you don't expect them to say, sorry, we don't have any coffee. So it's kind of like being that sure as you would be walking into a coffee shop that you're going to get a cup of coffee and be able to pay for it there and do what you need to do, you know, like, you know, work towards it or whatever to have the coin to be able to pay for that coffee. But you're going to walk in there and it's not going to be a problem getting a coffee in a coffee shop. And that's how you want to place your order, and you can be very exact. Like, I want it to be this size. I want it to have this many rooms. I want it to be close to here. I want it to be rural. I want it to, like, all of those things, and you can get really exact. And sometimes people will manifest, and they'll look back, and they'll be like, whoa. And that's kind of what I'm talking about. And then there's also the other way of manifesting, which is just kind of like putting it out there and then allowing yourself to magnetize it back to you. So I'll talk about that when we come back. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your line shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. If you want to call in and get an energetic upgrade, 1-800-930-2819. I was just saying I have I'm taking a social media course on marketing, and I haven't gotten around to posting anything, but I know we shared in the newsletter the picture of the living wall, and I just wanted to explain why I like to use my yard as manifestation. I showed you my dragon topiary a couple weeks ago. It's because when you're doing a project like that, so there's a picture we shared there, and it was a real ugly fence, and it was not to code. It was 8 feet high instead of 6 feet high, and it was problematic because once that fence went down, then I would lose all privacy. So, and it's a very busy street. So I was like, okay, what can we do? And finally came to the conclusion when they upgraded the road here, they actually raised the grade. So we cut the bottom 2 feet out to bring the fence to 6 foot code and then built a wall up to the top. So it was crazy. It was like, cause it's 130 linear feet. And, the fence on there was like a fence, and then it had plywood over top. And so we put shingles on top to keep the rain out from in between. And then I started growing. There was already about 30 feet of this beautiful ivy. And I just love it because it stays green all winter. And I shared a picture of it because it looked, it snowed here, and it was just so pretty. It just catches the snow, and it stays green, like I said, all year long. And I started this as a project for partly because I needed to do something with this fence. So there's a picture there from 2017, and I was just painting the fence, and I painted it the color of cement so it might fool the eye, and then ran lines up and down it so that the vine could grow, and I planted cuttings from the other vine that was there. So just dug a trench, poured some starter in there, and this is 4 years later. It's just covered now, mostly covered on the one side, and then when it goes over to the other side, it'll be 1,800 square feet of green. I don't have to paint it. I can just trim the bottom of it now. It's a really good sound block. It helps to keep the dust down. And there's little teeny weeny flowers on ivy that they're really hard to see, actually. I didn't even really notice them until you have this much here. And the bees were just covering. Like, this is like the perfect food for them in the last autumn days. And before they hibernate and go in for the winter. So it's finally, like, it's 4 years later, and it's had so many trials and tribulations. So many times I've had to start it and restart it. And when you're using cuttings, you know, you might get like 50% if you're, you know, and so it was a lot of work, but now it's just beautiful. And as I said, the bees are just like, they were just buzzing in it. And it was like, at some days I thought, am I crazy? And I think people thought I was. But like, just having to go out there and water it. And like, in this yard, I have brought in 50 yards just of organic soil alone, and started a garden where I had a lawn and all of these things. I just love doing that. But what gardening teaches you is, like, there's just some things that you cannot rush. And so it's kind of like, if you're manifesting, if you want to manifest a good life, and you're manifesting and things are, there's going to be things that are out of your control that you don't have the ability to change yourself, and you have to kind of, you know, deal with the consequences of the external forces around you. So the reason I want to talk about this manifestation is because if you're standing at the buffet of life, and, you know, there's all this beautiful food in front of you, but you're hanging on to the old plate with the scraps from your last meal, you're not going to have enough room to put all of what you've been working onto your plate. And so And that's just coming up as a weakness for people anyway, is just the thought of things being added to your plate. Like, a lot of people are like, don't add anything to my plate right now. So it's kind of, a lot of people feel overwhelmed because of the circumstances. And then there's also this energy around Christmas, and people get very sentimental around this time of year, and with Thanksgiving and with everything that's happening, and people not maybe being able to see their families, and all of the travel restrictions again, and all of this stuff, it's always in the background. And so we want to really be able to, like, kind of release that and leave that, put that in the scrap, you know, get a fresh plate and go and choose new food for our next meal. And so that doesn't mean that you can just forget the past. Like, we won't worry about what we did like an hour ago and how it might affect our future. It's more like being in a position where you're making strong choices based on the give and take of life, instead of like some people give too much and some people take too much, you know. So we want to even that out, and especially at this time, because a lot of people put a lot of value on New Year's Day, and a lot of people make a lot of resolutions towards that. So, like, I'm starting early in December here to the best thing you can do moving into for the new year is declutter, and that can be like declutter your home, declutter your external. A lot of times people don't recognize that their external space, like their living space, the profound effect that it will have on you, whether it's supportive towards your goals or it's not. So lots of times we'll have sentimentality towards certain things and keep them around because someone gave it to us or whatever, but like when we really look at it, it weakens our energy because it's just not something we really want. And so we have to strengthen ourselves to recognizing what's weakening our environment and move that to maybe another location or move it right out. And so as you let go, so manifestation of a good life that's in balance would be, it would be necessary to release in every of, like, if you think about the pie cut into 12 pieces, like the zodiac, and each of those houses representing a different aspect of your life. If one aspect is really out of balance, it will affect the whole wheel. It's not just going to affect that one spoke, okay? So, or that one piece of the pie. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody, just recognizing that, like, if you get in tune right now, and a lot of people tell me that they like to listen to this while they're getting ready for work or while they're getting their kids ready for school and stuff, because it keeps them calm. And so I was kind of like, really, I find that to be absolutely wonderful. If that, you know, is empowering some people, that's really cool. That, you know, because the calmer the adults stay and the more focused and the more peaceful the environment in the home, of course, then with everything that's crazy going on out in the real world out there, outside of the home, your children, if you're calm and stable and centered and balanced, and then you're that wheel with all those different aspects of life is as balanced as you can get it. Nobody's going to be in balance 100% of the time, 100% infinite potential 100% of the time, but we can check in with ourselves. And we can just see, like, am I balanced? Like, am I reacting here, or am I responding to what's happening around me? So that type of manifestation of growing a garden, it's kind of like you plant the seed, but you don't keep digging it up to see if the plant is growing, because then you'll kill the plant. And, like, if you give it too much attention and give it too much water, you're going to drown it. And if baby a plant too much and it never has an opportunity for the roots to have to search for water, then the roots will be very shallow, and, you know, with the first frost, you're going to lose a lot of your growth. So it's kind of a delicate balance between give and take and like manifesting, just okay. I'm picturing like when I moved to this place, I pictured so many different rooms, and I have like about 20 rooms just in my yard. That's how I see yards. I always saw like, oh my goodness, like it's so awesome here because I can grow like clematis, and I even grew a kiwi, and you know, I can do grow a giant topiary dragon. Because that mock orange just like it has 8 months here to keep growing and it's starting to fill in. And so I like to share that with people because like that would be like, the type of manifestation where you see it, you implement a plan, you take, you test like, okay, what are the strongest steps of action I can take right now? What am I able to do right now to move towards that goal, to make this a better place? So that, like, you know, that might be like, okay, well, I'm going to have to dig up the, like when I was planting the garden, I'm going to have to dig up the grass and turn it over. That's how I did it. So that was the first step. And then, you know, adding soil and making sure that, like, as I said, like organic soil, if you want to grow organic vegetables and stuff. So it's a project that is ongoing, that is that you have to put some energy into like every day. If you only water once a month and it's really hot outside, you're going to lose, you know, you're not going to gain ground in your garden. And so there's some that type of form of manifestation, which I feel is like for a good life, a good balanced life. And these days it can be very challenging, but you can choose to be in the center of that wheel, and you can choose to notice, oh, okay, well, I'd like to change that. And like for me, I promised myself that I would, moving into 2022, that I'm just going to sharpen up some of my computer skills because I haven't done that for a while, and it's just, there's just so much new stuff out there. I just want to see what's going on. And so, especially with doing online programs now, I feel like I need to have a better understanding. And so it's kind of like that kind of knowledge is not something that's going to come to me overnight. I wish it could. And it's partly experience, and it's partly, planting the seeds and then cultivating them. And then harvesting so that you know, like at the end of each year, you start to notice, there's a harvest, like there is in a garden, and there's some fruit here, or there's something to eat, or, you know, whatever. And there was a benefit for doing it, and what did you learn from it? So when we come back after this next break, I'll just talk about that, like how we can all get, like, strong to being in a place where, you know, we're not afraid to look at what's going on.
Are you constantly trying to figure out who you are, where you belong, and what your purpose is? Then let Adrian Kopp guide you to the core of your soul blueprint. Knowing your soul blueprint helps you to figure out your life in a way that works best for you on your own terms. You'll walk away feeling genuinely seen, heard, and appreciated for the gift that you truly are in the universe. To register for her Soul Blueprint online course and Soul Blueprint reading, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you wish you could wake up feeling motivated, inspired, and fully connected to your higher self so that you make better, more intentional decisions throughout the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're talking about manifestation and about releasing old and letting in the new, especially before the new year, decluttering, organizing. I was just saying to Jacob that I am taking these courses and now I haven't had time to apply anything. So it's kind of like, you know, sometimes you have to just be okay with where you're at, but you have to know where you're at. That's what I was talking beforehand. And we do have a caller. So can you put the caller on, please?
Yep. We've got Marcy from Kelowna. Hi there, Marcy.
Hey. Hey, Marcy. Hello?
Hey, Marcy, are you there?
Oh, there we go. No. Did we lose her?
Oh, hello.
Oh, there.
Hi,
oh,
good
there
morning,
you are.
Colette.
Good morning. What can I do for you today?
Well, I have a question/statement. I have a friend here in Kelowna that has cancer, and so there's different things that has been discussed, but what I've been told as in general statements that people that have cancer carry a lot of anger. And so I was just wondering if you can address
this. Okay, well, what I can do here is, you know, if you think about your friend, I like to get, we'll use you as a surrogate just to strengthen her energetically. Like she's under, is she in under medical care here in Kelowna?
General answer is yes, medical care and holistic type of medical care.
Okay,
well.
Okay, so both. Okay, so we're just going to strengthen. See, first of all, I just want to get a number from you, though. So I like to get a baseline. When doing energy work, it's always beneficial to get a baseline because that way you know, you know, like as I said, you can, if you want to manifest a result, you want to know where am I at, and giving it a number between 0 to 10 gives most people a pretty good idea of where they're at. So when you get in touch with your friend, and we're just going to strengthen just how you feel about it. It's not, this isn't necessarily her health or whatever, but when you think about her health and you think about where you're at with it, what number comes up? 10 being?
Well, a 10.
Oh, I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
A 10. Okay. So what's coming up right away is we want to take the word cancer and we want to strengthen it. You think about all the people that are born in the sign of cancer. So that's coming up. Just like taking the power of that word, the fear associated with that word. And so we want to strengthen everybody to, you know, serious disease. And of course, when we're diagnosed with serious disease, then we are going to take it seriously. And so, it's important to look after yourself and to do what you need to do, you know, on the medical level, et cetera. I want to make it clear, I'm not a doctor here. I'm picking up energetic weaknesses. And so when a lot of the time when someone has the cancer, tumors, a lot of the time it'll come up as kind of like an infestation of a bunch of energy that is parasitic, actually. And it's really interesting because going through what I've been going through with the knowledge that I have gained, about probably it was about 5 years ago, Dr. Pat asked me to do a protocol for lymph disease. And we had someone call in and worked on her and in this protocol, and she, all her results started coming back negative, and that she was feeling so much better and the pain was gone, etc. So that gave me a lot of knowledge, just like when you think about working with insects and parasites, etc. So if you think about, just to simplify it, you think about cancer as a bunch of cells that just want to be really important, because like it's so important when you get diagnosed with cancer. And so that importance puts more focus, more energy on those cells than it does on the healthy ones. And so we want to strengthen the release of the unhealthy cells. And this, and if anyone has my book, if you, it's just an energetic way that I see it as a laser of coherence, basically, with photons and that. If you have my book, you can look that up. But if you're going to focus on the cells that are malignant, what you want to do is you want to focus on elimination of those cells. Starving of oxygen and that, like just, and a lot of times people can picture that kind of as like a sugar cube that's crumbling, or, you know, like that kind of energy where it's just falling away and falling away. So a lot of times, like when you ask that, like there's a lot of anger associated with cancer. I would say there's more like, a predisposition towards parasitic situations, people, etc. So it's kind of like the energy of cancer is very parasitic, because it takes over, and it's kind of like our global situation right now, like where you have a certain element just taking over, and that's all we talk about. This is all we can talk about. This is like, it's just so much energy being focused on this, that whether people are focusing their energy on it in fear, which as soon as you're diagnosed, is what's coming up. We're just going to strengthen diagnosis and the word itself, like as I said, and the seriousness. And then what's coming up for your friend is the shock. So I just want to check in with you right now. When you get in touch with it right now, has your number changed at all?
You said what's coming up for your friend, and there's a word you said, and I couldn't understand what it was because of the, I think, the telephone line.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I have kind of a bad connection with electronics right now. So, but that's also coming up because of all the energy directed this way towards this, okay? So what I was saying is, and a lot of times when people get triggered, they won't hear a word, or there'll be interference on the line when I'm working with people in personal consultations. It happens a lot too. But on a radio show, quite often it happens, like, because all the people that are listening later, that will be listening and that are listening now, etc. And all the fear of all the people that have had that experience of being diagnosed with something serious, having a loved one, losing loved ones, and especially right before Christmas now. And this is something that is coming up, is anyone knows this, that if, you know, in the funeral industry and at hospitals and that, they know this, that right before Christmas, a bunch of people die. Like, a lot of people. And then there's the people that hold on till after Christmas, and then they go. And I'm talking about people that have maybe been, like, are older or whatever, and it's just like a wave happens at that time of year. It's It's just sort of like how the collective is going. And so year after year, this happens. And it's because sometimes people, if they're told that they have like this amount of time to live, they will honor that. And they will only live that amount of time. And that comes up quite often. So we just want to strengthen everybody to allowing the time, anything, getting strong to any of the information around what they've been told, and then being strong to any information around time limits, etc. I have several clients who were diagnosed with all sorts of things, and they weren't supposed to last that long. I have a cousin who was told that he had 3 months to live, and he lived about 35 years after that. So it's, you know, timing is divine. And so the only timing that anyone really knows is God's timing. God knows time. That's the only one. So we're just going to strengthen everybody to that, like all the information. And this is important to recognize, is that when you're diagnosed with something, it is their job to give you all the information. But it's also your job to go through that information and then strengthen yourself to it, so that when you read about it or whatever, that it's not going to weaken you on a physical level. So just with your friend in general, it's coming up like the shock of it. Is this something that, was she not, is this a she or a he? Hello?
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, is this a she or a he?
A she.
Okay, yeah, that's... So, was this a shock, kind of?
Yes.
Or was
In general, yes. She had a bout of cancer 2 years ago, and it was treated holistically, and things were okay, and then it came back again this year. In the mm-hmm. summertime. So, yeah, it is a shock, and there is fear. And
That's what's coming up. Is it's mostly like the shock of the diagnosis. So we're just going to strengthen, like I'm talking about the first one, though. So we're just going to strengthen that, like for everybody listening out there right now, just understanding that, for myself, I learned so much just from what I'm going through right now about eliminating, like, this parasitic. And a lot of times people who have tumors, et cetera, they have a lot of heavy weight on them that's coming from outside of them, like parasitic people, parasitic situations, a lot of saying yes to others and no to self. And it's almost like a lot of times people have to almost bring about, without even recognizing it, you know, a situation where there's a calamity where they have to focus on themselves. And this is what's coming up for a lot of people right now, is we're, as a collective, we are being asked to go inward and really look at our lives. So we're just going to strengthen everything around this. And I'm just going to go through the break here and just and correct this for her, because there's a lot of stuff coming up that's kind of like what people are afraid of right now with the COVID and stuff too, is like, you know, the, like death is on everybody's mind right now. It's kind of in the background, and well, not on everybody's, but like a lot of people are more aware that death is just right around the corner, you know, and so there's a lot more fear on the planet than there normally is. And so we want to strengthen everybody to kind of let go, to recognize what fear is coming from inside of you. Is that an internal force or is it an external force? And so if you're laying in bed at night and you're saying, what if this happens? What if this happens? But what if this happens? If, internal force. it generally means when you're asking what if, and you can go through the list and you could keep yourself up all night doing that, like what if I go to the doctor, what if the diagnosis comes back, what if they want to cut this off, what if, what if, what if. And so we want to be able to take those what ifs and delete them and recognize that ifs are internal forces that are within ourselves, where we hear information or we're in a situation or whatever, and it's our own internal boundaries around our thoughts and the fear and how we interpret the information, and then how we, what's coming up is interpreted as like a death sentence or as what's coming up, an opportunity. Okay, so we're just going to strengthen that, like just all of the information coming in, like being able to zero in on the information that will be the most beneficial for this person. And then we can also ask, like, is this physical or non-physical? And there's a lot of, like, non-physical goes weak right away, which is not surprising. Non-physical is there's just a lot coming up in the background, and we're just going to strengthen all the different ways that it's coming up. Like, so the body, the soul, and the spirit, we want to strengthen that there's perfect balance and harmony and that there's a centered state. And so we want, like, the fear, what's coming up is kind of like having the fear and the shock and everything, and then getting over it and feeling like, okay, but like there's always that small voice in the back going, oh, you should check, you should check, we should check, we should check. So we want to strengthen that we can actually let the fear go and recognize that at some point, this is just going to really empower this person in particular, at some point, this person did get better. So I quite often with relationships and everything, I'll say this or better. When it's coming up for this person, the relationship with their body, and so you can think about a relationship with your body as a relationship like you would with a person in a way. So you just strengthen that relationship to the trust that this person has in their body is what's coming up. And then strengthening, like, because see, but what's coming up is there's some spiritual stuff coming up, which isn't surprising at this time. Across the planet, there's a lot of weaknesses on the spiritual level. And also coming up, there's some issues for her on the soul level, so we're just going to strengthen. It's more spiritual, but it's affecting the soul. So the what ifs are those internal forces that drive us. And we want to strengthen that there's a peacefulness or a stableness around that, around those forces, kind of like if you see it kind of like a triad, like, or a, like a, you know, like a geometric shape, and it's solid and it's sitting on the solid foundation. And we just strengthen that, that there's that centeredness when she hears the word or when she thinks about her position. And then there's also a weakness coming up with disappointment. So she's been, it's okay. So I just want to check in with you. What has your number changed at all?
Well, yes, it has. I mean, I started with a 10, and now, based on the different things you've described, yes, I'm down to a 3, I would say.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm not just describing. The reason why I might sound a little bit disjointed is because I'm actually testing these things, and I'm getting in touch with her energy through you, and I'm just energetically strengthening. Her higher self is open to it, so I'm energetically strengthening this for her, is to be able to recognize that when I say this or better, it's not like it wouldn't be like, oh, okay, like you're with this person and it's this person or better. Is this situation or is this doctor the best doctor for me, or could I get a stronger doctor? So that's what we're going to strengthen, is for everybody involved in her outcome, including family. It's coming up family first and foremost, because concern and worry can be just as damaging as lack of concern. So we're just going to strengthen that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the worry is a normal thing. So you're at a three, and when people get kind of stuck at a three, it's kind of like, you have faith. When I test it, you have faith that this could be shifted. I have faith that it can be shifted. I've seen people shift all sorts of things, you know? And so just like she already has had the situation where she got better. And so we're going to strengthen that, because for each person, the treatment or the way that they'll move towards a healthier state on an energetic level is to raise their vibration above the fear and see themselves and feel themselves up. And so, you know, I shared a picture of like my dragon and the tree on the roof and how now I have a mountain view. And I said, you cannot, that was last or a couple weeks ago, and you can't change a negative into a positive, but you can still choose to be happy and to, you know, to rise kind of above the fear. And for her, I'm getting, she's already quite good at that. You know, so it's not like she already had to overcome it once. And so what's happening, and we're going to, we're getting very close to the end of the show here. So I just want to get this strong. Like when we talk about manifestation, strengthening her to strong health, strong life. When people are in this situation, we want to strengthen them to living well, so that they're strong to it, and that they're also strong to not living well. She's not so concerned about death or living. She's more concerned about living well. And so we're going to strengthen her to being able to live well and also to be able to not live well. So that if she's not well at one point in a day, that it doesn't weaken her more and she becomes even less well. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes sense to me, yes.
Yeah, when you think about that, so she doesn't have to understand all this or believe in it or anything like that. We're just going to get that for everybody out there with all, any fear that you may have, that you can break it down like that and recognize that, yeah, you're going to acknowledge it, but you're also going to break it down so that the situation becomes better. Okay. I think we're at the end here. Jake, where are we at?
Yeah, we've just got about 2 minutes left.
About 2 minutes. Okay. So just for everybody, like, and I just want to check in with you, because when people get stuck at three, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like you can see, it's kind of like you've got third party, it's coming up third party point of view. So it's easier for you looking from the outside in some ways, to be able to see a better outcome. And so we're just going to strengthen that. And we're also going to really strengthen your friend to stepping into her power, 100% infinite potential, to reclaiming. It's coming up for her to reclaiming the space in her body. And so we're made up of atoms, and the space in between is the glue that holds it together. So we're just going to strengthen her to that. Everything that she's been told on one extreme to the other, and then everything in between. And also for all her friends and family and everybody out there listening. Kate, thank you for calling in. And all the best to you and your friend. And thank you for those of you listening. We'll be back next week. And we have Caleb, and he is going to do a math for us. So I'm really excited about that. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, gracing the airwaves every Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom from her book, The Truth is Funny, and 3-card consultations from Tales of the Vector Oracle. Colette has poured 14 years of energetic upgrades into this deck, and we can all predict what will happen if you continue in your wanton ways. Check out how you can become an official modern-day dragon sayer by visiting thetruthisfunny.com. Energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and power you to ride the wave of infinite potential. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call in next week. 1-800-930-2819.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.